I don't want to be in a position of prejudging anyone, but I do know that a young man who was under arrest was literally murdered at the hands of police.
And that was Mayor Coleman Young talking about the Malice Green case, the case that you started your career with here in Detroit and basically ended.
That's from my documentary, Portrait Injustice. Portrait Injustice, where I take a look at the killing of Malice Green 32 years ago, unarmed black man killed by Detroit police officers. And for 16 months, I did an investigation to find out what changed and, more importantly, what hasn't changed. It was the first time in the nation that police officers were charged, tried, and convicted for the killing of an unarmed black person. And so it was really pivotal in our nation's history. And I really wanted to find out, okay, so what has changed? And again, what hasn't changed?
And what I saw too in the documentary, Paula, is that you put side by side similar traffic stops.
Correct.
One from an African-American, one from a Caucasian, and one person died and the other person didn't.
Correct.
And they both had weapons.
The scenarios were very, very similar.
Yes.
All stops are different. All stops are different. But the scenarios were similar enough that we could line them up side by side and show different outcomes for different races.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it takes courage to watch. The police chief of Detroit, you know, he watched it twice. But, you know, people, you have to walk away. The first 15 minutes, the toughest of the 71 minutes, but you got to get through it. You know, what we're asking is don't look away or this simply doesn't change. Do we have Bob Ellis on the line?
You have someone on the line.
No way.
Who wants to speak?
How did I get
you?
Bob Ellis up this early in the morning? Robert.
Good morning, Paula.
Bob Ellis is the vice president and general manager of WDIV Local 4. He's also my news. I was there so long that he was also my news director at one time. And he and I argue about this when I first got there, whether or not he was one of my interns. We argue about that. But, you know, I always say when the intern comes back and he's your boss,
I was
it's time
not
to go.
An intern.
I know, Lloyd, we fight about
Lloyd,
that.
I know.
Lloyd, I'm going to talk to you this morning.
Okay.
I know, we argue. Robert, were you being paid or were you not being paid? So, hey, Bob.
I was being paid.
I know, I'm teasing you. But I wanted to bring you on to talk about this because you really did become an ally in getting this on the air. It started as a conversation with a photographer. I asked the police chief and the prosecutor to talk to me, and Channel 4 said, hey, we want to do this as a documentary for Local 4 Plus, which is our streaming, along with YouTube and clickondetroit.com. And I just wanted to talk about why, because this is not popular, and it's not fun, and it's hard to watch. I really wanted to talk about ours, because I'm still, I feel like I'm one of you. Our commitment to get this on.
Yeah, you know, look, I think, Paula, first of all, any project like this starts with passion, right? You deserve credit because you had a passion to want to tell a difficult story. And so anything of this nature, I think, has to start in some way with that. And then, you know, I think what we're trying to accomplish, and you did it in this project, is, you know, what if you take the time needed to tell a story? In this case, it was 71 minutes long. But what if you take the time to really deeply dive into a topic, whether it's a difficult one like this or even another, and put in context sort of what it means? You know, one of the things that we are fortunate to have as a resource that only we have is archives. And you know, the Coleman Young soundbite that you played to start this segment is a good example of that. And so when you can leverage what we have, which is the history of covering these things in our community, you combine the passion of someone on our staff, in this case you, to want to tell it, and then put time in to find similar traffic stops in two different communities that tell a story, and find examples and individuals who are subject matter experts and talk to them, and then take the information they share with you and apply it to what you're doing. This is what you get. And I think, yes, while it is hard to watch, it was, because it still can be watched, you know, today, a very important portrait of, as you said, what has changed. And there are a few things, but unfortunately, what hasn't? Which there is probably more that hasn't.
Bob, in what ways do you think revisiting cases like Malice Green's can contribute to healing and understanding in the city?
Or change?
I think it's exact. Lloyd, it's a great question, and I think it's, you know, it demonstrates when you watch something that happened 32 years ago, it shows you. While I think we like to think that there is progress being made, whatever the subject may be, we like to think there's progress being made, and sometimes I think we believe that more progress is being made than actually is. And when you take the time
That's
to do what Paula did, you're reminded that, yes, perhaps progress has been made, but not as much as maybe we think, and certainly not as much as should be. And I think that's where that's the answer to that question.
I'm curious to know, as a viewer, not just as a newsman, but as a viewer, because I've talked to people, and I know that the police chief and I had lots of conversations, police chief of Detroit, I should say, had lots of conversations, and you know, talked about how it changed him watching it changed him as a, you know, as a person and as a professional. I'm just curious what your thoughts were when you were actually watching it, particularly the first 15 minutes, which is arguably tough to watch.
Yeah, I mean, it was very painful to watch. I was taken back to that time, you know, and you just realize the gravity and the pain, frankly, that people felt at that moment. And that is another thing that time, you know, allows us to forget, right? Time heals all wounds, as is the phrase. And I think that it's a stark and important reminder. What I was struck by is the stark and important reminder of the pain that incident caused at the time. And then as you continue to watch the program, the pain that still exists when people think about it, and frankly, the other, you know, cases that
oh, and
you know, were,
and still
were depicted.
Yeah,
you know, it's. I think that is probably one of the biggest takeaways that I had in watching the finished product.
Yeah. Bob, how does Local 4 balance the need to inform the public about past events like this while still respecting the sensitivities of those that are affected?
Yeah, that's another great question. You know, I think, look, it's you have to, you know, if we don't do this, who is? Who's going to do it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If we don't do it, who's going to do it? Certainly the newspapers will do it. Certainly there's other, you know, entities that will do it. Discussing it this morning on the radio like we are, WJR is doing it. I think, though, that the courage to do it starts with the individual, in this case, Paula, who's willing to tackle the topic, because it's a hard topic to tackle. And so I give Paula the credit, you know, for the passion. Again, going back to the word passion, I give Paula the credit for saying this is a difficult topic. We're not going to, you know, we're going to allow it to be difficult in its presentation, in hopes that those who take the time to watch it are reminded that more change needs to occur.
Well, this is a great opportunity to thank you for allowing me to, as I say, run amok and get a lot of things done that I really thought were important, not just fun stuff, you know, but other really important topics. I'm sure some people would say, well, why is she doing this? Well, why, you know, why not? And one of the things that I really haven't talked about is I had a conversation with Malice Green's daughter. He had a daughter. And she called the studio, and the studio put her in touch with me. And at first, she was very angry. I talked to her, I think it was the day before the documentary debuted. Again, it's still available on Local 4 Plus and click on Detroit.com and YouTube. And I asked people to have the courage to not look away. And I said, it hasn't even aired yet. Why are you angry? And she said, because you're just going to dog my father, and I'm a daddy's girl. And this is still painful for me. And I said, watch it. Watch it, and then call me.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me, and she actually said thank you, that she felt like we dealt with everything clearly, concisely, balanced, with clear eyes, but also talking to experts about what has happened, why this keeps happening. And, you know, for people who want to say, you know what, it's your imagination, it's not happening, I defy you. I defy you to watch the first 15 minutes and then say that there is not a difference in encounters with unarmed black people and white people and some, not police officers, not police,
right?
Some.
Yeah.
And that's something that has to be addressed.
Absolutely.
Bob?
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think that I didn't even realize that the Malice Green's daughter had called you and thanks for sharing that piece of the story. You're right. It's these taking the time to do these and doing them thoroughly. And I think that's a key component in the difference in this. You know, as a news reporter, Paul was very adept at being assigned a story at 9 o'clock in the morning and turning it into a masterpiece by 5 o'clock that evening.
Oh, stop it some more.
And that's
you're not paying anymore. You don't have to be nice.
That's right. That's true. I don't have to be. That's exactly correct. Anyway, so and that's a skill and an important one, and we do that here every day. However, equally important is a skill to tackle a topic like this and spend time. And in this case, we're talking well over a year,
16 months.
Yeah, of research and work and interviews, and then taking the information from those interviews and going back and relooking at things. And I mean, just the amount of time spent, I think, is something that is a differentiator. And we're really trying as a television station to do that here more. And thankfully, because of the streaming channel, we're able to do it. Some of these also run on WDIV. We have some restrictions with our NBC affiliation agreement that doesn't allow us to do, you know, all of them. But you know, this is the benefits of time and passion, and I think that I'm very proud of the finished product, and I hope, as Paula said, it's reminding people of what has happened and what hasn't happened and what still needs to happen. I'm also, though, struck by, you know, you talk about what's changed, and Paula talked a ton about this in the program itself and gave lots of examples, is this idea of everyone with a camera in their pocket today. And right. And that has brought to light, you know, many of the instances that Paula cited in the program. And I think that is an important thing to remember as well. You know, everybody, you, the three of us, everyone listening, we all have a camera in our pocket today.
Yeah.
And anything that we see that shouldn't be occurring,
we have the power.
Yep.
We have the power. That's exactly what
you said.
We have the power.
They're giving me the rap. This is what usually happened with me when I was on the air. My producer would yell, rap it, rap it. So we got to do a rap here. But thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. Love you guys. Mean it. Miss you guys. Mean it. Thank you so much. Thanks for joining us. And thank you for having the courage to allow me to do this. And I hope people will go and take a look at Malice Green, A Portrait in Justice. Still streaming on Local 4 Plus and our various platforms.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you, Lloyd. Paula, miss you. I didn't think you'd be getting up this early anymore, but glad you did.
Thanks, Bob.